For the first time, more Iraqi refugees are returning home from Syria than are arriving there. It's just a trickle. There are still more than 1.5 million Iraqi refugees in Syria, but more of them are considering going home because they believe security conditions have improved or they've run out of money. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Damascus.
At the Iraqi embassy in Damascus, families come every day hoping their government will finance another convoy of buses from Damascus to Baghdad. Adnan al-Sharifi, who organized the first convoy last week, says there are no plans yet for another, but he's convinced that security in Iraq has improved so much that all the refugees will return home soon.
For sure, absolutely, this will be the beginning of the solution, the whole solution.
When do you think that all the Iraqis will be back?
I see this day really close.
While Iraqi officials highlight security improvements, interviews with Iraqi refugees reveal many are going back because it's just too difficult to stay in Syria. At the bus depot south of Damascus, Iraqis huddle in the cold night air, shoving their meager belongings onto a bus bound for Baghdad. They won't give their last names, but they will tell their stories. Louay Adnan and his sisters say they have almost no money left, just enough for the bus tickets. They can't wait any longer for the government to pay their way back home.
Since 1 week we are waiting, but our rent is finished, so we have to go back.
And how many? One, two, three, four of you?
Four.
In October, Syria made it harder for Iraqis to enter the country. About 1,000 return to Iraq every day, but still, at least 500 cross into Syria daily, running from a kidnapping, a bombing, or a personal threat. Fala Jaber, an Iraqi sociologist, says those who have been personally targeted for violence will be the last ones to consider going home.
What we have seen thus far is just a trickle. You know, we have 1.5 million. And, the return of 30,000 is not yet a pro-return case. It's not yet.
In Damascus, more than 50,000 Iraqi refugees need food packages to survive and come to this UN distribution center. Officials with the UN food program here expect that number will grow to 100,000 by the winter. Lawrence Yoles heads the UN refugee office in Damascus.
We need to help them, and it's not becoming less, it's becoming more. So this is a time to gear up and try to do more. But on the other hand, you have persons who wish to make us believe that the situation is improving and that thus there is no need for that anymore. And I think there is a real danger.
Iraqis still sign up at the refugee office every day. With a UN ID card, they're eligible for monthly food rations and blankets for the winter ahead. One woman in line, who wouldn't give her name, said her sons were targeted by militants. That's why the family came to Syria. But she can't work here and is running out of options.
No job. We lost our job in Iraq and here no job.
Will you go back to Baghdad?
No, I can't.
And you wouldn't go on the government bus?
No.
Deborah Amos, no. NPR News, Damascus.